Hugh was very much dejected, and when he thought of the months and years to the end of his life, and that he should never run and play, and never be like other people, he almost wished that he were dead. Agnes thought that he must be miserable indeed if he could venture to say this to his mother. She glanced at her mother's face, but there was no displeasure there. On the contrary, she said this feeling was very natural. She had felt it herself under smaller misfortunes than Hugh's, but she had found, though the prospect appeared all strewn with troubles, that they came singly, and were not so hard to bear after all. She told Hugh that when she was a little girl, she was very lazy, fond of her bed, and not at all fond of dressing or washing.
"Why, Mother, you?" exclaimed Hugh.
"Yes, that was the sort of little girl I was. Well, I was in despair one day at the thought that I should have to wash and clean my teeth and brush my hair and put on every article of dress every morning as long as I lived."
"Did you tell anybody?" asked Hugh.
"No, I was ashamed to do that. But I remember I cried. You see how it turns out. When we have become accustomed to anything, we do it without ever thinking of the trouble.